June 1995. Since I've been out, I've had so many people ask me, is O.J. Simpson guilty of murder? To be perfectly honest, at the very beginning, I thought it improbable, if not impossible. How could he have done such a terrible thing, especially to his ex-wife, to the mother of his children, to a fellow human being? As I listened to the evidence from seat number 3 in the most famous jury box in America, a different thought dawned on me. Violence is a pattern with O.J. Simpson. It was a part of his life with his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson. He hit her, bruised her, bloodied her. What kind of a man does this to a woman? And what does this tell you about his character and his capacity for evil? In fairness, we haven't heard all of the evidence yet, and it would be wrong to make a final judgment. I have not done so. I would not do so. It will be with sadness and regret that I learn of a final verdict. I wanted so very much to be part of that verdict, to have been called to civic duty, and to have fulfilled my obligation with pride in a job well done. Who can tell, however, whether this trial will produce that verdict, or instead yield only the emptiness, the unsatisfaction of a mistrial? The mistrial of the century. This case has considerably shaken my faith in the criminal justice system. I know only too well what it can do to the unsuspecting. What it can become if those good and able people, the jurors, are not treated with the respect and dignity they deserve.